This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic of today's podcast is called Metaphysical Perspectives. In his book, Global Mind Change, Willis Harmon describes three views of reality, which he calls metaphysical perspectives. Metaphysical here refers to ontology, or the question of the origins of the universe and the nature of reality. These perspectives, these three perspectives, are materialistic monism, dualism, and transcendental monism. And we'll look at each one. First, materialistic monism. The materialistic monism perspective views the universe as being made up of only matter and energy. Consciousness is something that arises out of matter. That is, our sense of self is solely an end product of neurological activity, which in turn is an end product of millions of years of evolution. Again, our sense of self is solely an end product of neurological activity, which in turn is an end product of millions of years of evolution. All things in this purely materialistic universe consist of the sum of their parts and can only be understood by breaking them down into their most basic components and measuring that which is observed and experienced. Newtonian law of cause and effect governs all events and can be used to know, predict, and ultimately control all things. Positivism, a philosophy consistent with this view, states that knowledge exists outside the individual. Truth can only be derived through objective observations, which are proven through reliable tests and predictions. It's only by collecting empirical data, isolating variables, testing and retesting, that we obtain truth or say that a thing exists or is so. Quantitative research methodologies are used to piece together small bits of knowledge in order to understand the world in which we live. The type of thinking valued here is deductive thinking, or thinking in lines. From this perspective, learning consists of receiving knowledge from outside the individual, which must then be demonstrated outwardly for it to have occurred. The purpose of schools, then, is to supply students with a designated body of knowledge and skills in a predetermined order. Teaching from this perspective is a matter of transmitting knowledge from point A, the teacher's head, to point B, students' heads. An academic achievement is students' ability to demonstrate or retransmit this designated body of knowledge back to the teacher, or point A, or some other measuring agency or entity. Quantitative psychometric methods are used exclusively to determine and describe intelligence, achievement, and learning. The second perspective is dualism. The dualistic perspective views the universe as comprising two distinctly different kinds of stuff: matter and energy, as well as consciousness. Here, consciousness exists separately from matter. From this perspective, matter and energy are studied using the traditional tools of science described earlier. And consciousness, which is people's subjective interpretation of the outer phenomenal world, is studied using observation, descriptions, ethnographies, and interviews. Consciousness also pertains to the subjective interpretation of one's inner world of feelings, memories, and impressions. These are studied using interviews, gestalt, inner exploration, dream analysis, and art. Some will posit that consciousness also includes superconsciousness or spirituality. Constructivism is an educational philosophy consistent with this view. Here, true knowledge is seen as personally constructed by individuals as they interact with the environment. Truth requires a value judgment and is different for each individual. We construct our truths by observing and combining events in the outer objective world with images and impressions occurring in the subjective inner world. Both quantitative and qualitative research methodologies are used here, but qualitative research using inductive thinking is more reflective of this metaphysical perspective. Inductive thinking can be thought of as thinking in circles. It's the process of inducing order on a field. From this perspective, learning is an interactivity that uses both objective and subjective knowledge to constantly build and revise our cognitive webs. Learning, then, becomes a transaction between the learner and what is to be learned. The purpose of schools is to help students construct knowledge and develop the skills they will need to successfully live in their worlds. Teaching is a matter of creating conditions whereby students are able to transact with knowledge. Academic achievement from this perspective is seen as students' ability to use their knowledge and skills to solve real-world problems or to create products or performances that are valued in one or more cultural settings. And this reflects Howard Gardner's definition of intelligence. And it complements Robert Steinberg's concept of intelligence as using creative, analytical, and pragmatic thinking to adapt to or shape the world in which we live. The third one is transcendental monism. Transcendental monism describes a universe in which the basic essence is consciousness. Here, consciousness is primary, and matter and energy materialize from this. From this perspective, ultimate reality is not found solely in the physical or phenomenal world as we know it. Rather, it lies in a dimension or dimensions beyond the physical, which is hollow movement or the ground of all there is. Quantum physics describes such a reality in which all things in the physical universe are connected at the quantum level. Physicist David Bohm said that the universe can be understood only if the unbroken wholeness is perceived in a way that does not reduce things to a series of individual entities. And at the quantum level, there is no fragmentation, only parts that are interconnected with greater systems and greater wholes. The things that we encounter in our phenomenal world, what's called explicate reality, are merely an unfolding of a deeper reality, implicit or implicate reality, which is beyond our senses. It is consciousness, a very subtle form of energy that creates movement from implicate order to explicate order of our physical world. Thus, consciousness is the cause and physical phenomena are the effect. A helpful analogy can be found in music and the images created in the heads of the listeners as they engage in the act of consciously attending to the music. The music can be thought of as hollow movement or implicate reality. As the consciousness of the human listener interacts with the music, various mental images are created. These mental images, which do not exist in the absence of a conscious listener, are analogous to explicate reality. In this sense, phenomenal reality does not exist in the absence of an observer. This reflects the Copenhagen interpretation, which posits that if a tree falls in a forest and no one is there to hear it, not only does it not make a sound, but the tree does not exist in the first place. Holism, a thesis consistent with this perspective, states that the universe is made up of integrated wholes that cannot be reduced to the sum of their parts. We can never come to know the whole of reality by isolating variables in order to examine small parts. Instead, the whole is best understood by examining the principles that govern behavior within the system. Both quantitative and qualitative methodologies are used here. However, they must always be combined with a greater perspective in the form of transcendental methodology in order to approach truth. Transcendental methodologies are those activities that allow an individual to move beyond personal consciousness, emotion, will, and logic, to approach universal consciousness, and include meditation, systematic contemplation, vision questing, the arts, journal writing, poetry, creative writing, personal narratives, stories, religious traditions, spirituality, sacred writing, deep silence, sensory deprivation, ritual, chanting. These can all be used as a way of seeing and representing reality. From this metaphysical perspective, all types of thinking are valued, although deep reflection, intuition, and associative thinking are used to provide the ultimate context. Holistic education is based on theories of holism. It's constructed around the principle of interconnectedness and seeks to integrate multiple levels of meaning and experience. Making connections is central to the curriculum process here. These connections occur between concepts, subject areas, communities, cultures, humanity, the arts, the sciences, mythology, religion, ecological systems, and history. True knowledge is seen as ultimately residing within each individual. Thus, teachers strive to create experiences whereby students are able to encounter phenomena, both internal and external, so that this knowledge can be realized. To learn, one must transcend one's cultural bias, values, ego, past experience, and sense of self in order to see things as they really are. Learning is said to have occurred when this view elicits a transformation of consciousness that leads to a greater nurturing of self, others, and the environment. From this perspective, a school's fundamental purpose is the creation of better human beings, which occurs through self-actualization and self-transcendence. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I'm your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.